Now joining us by phone is Tim Eder. He's the executive director of the Great Lakes Commission. Last month, the commission released the results of a long-awaited study looking at ways to prevent Asian carp from entering the Great Lakes. Mr. Eder joins us now by phone from his office in Ann Arbor, Michigan. This study looked at ways to restore the natural divide between the Great Lakes and the Mississippi River basins. It's a way to keep out the Asian carp from the Great Lakes. For those listeners who are unfamiliar with this whole topic, how did the two basins become connected in the first place, and why is this a problem?
Well, the Great Lakes, Lake Michigan, and the Illinois River were connected back around the turn of the 20th century in around 1900, and it was a way for the city of Chicago to move its waste. Its wastewater effluent was being discharged into Lake Michigan up until that time, and that's, of course, where they drew their drinking water. So there was a great deal of illness and sickness, and they were fouling their own drinking water supply. So they made a connection to the Illinois River system and sent the water downstream away from the drinking water supply. The problem is that now we have this artificial connection between Lake Michigan and the Illinois-Mississippi River system, and it's become a highway for invasive species. There are over three dozen species that have been identified in recent studies that don't belong in either basin but are at risk of moving back and forth between the two basins. There's this artificial connection, and they can just swim up or swim down. In fact, zebra mussels from the Great Lakes have spread throughout much of the continental U.S., coming from the Great Lakes and moving through the Mississippi to parts as far west as Lake Mead in California.
What does this study show?
Well, we did a study with the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Cities Initiative. So this was a study done by this organization, my organization, representing the states and the cities. And we wanted to demonstrate that it would be possible to separate the two basins and to put in a barrier that would reverse the flow of the Chicago River. And we showed that this can be done. Not only can it be done from an engineering and technical perspective, but it can be done in a way that reflects and accommodates the important uses that are currently being made of the waterways in and around Chicago. In other words, the city uses that waterway system for transportation, for movement of wastewater, for water quality treatment, and for flood protection. And so we wanted to be able to find ways to show that we could reverse the flow of the river by using barriers, but also not create flooding in downtown Chicago or create a wastewater discharge problem into Lake Michigan. And we showed that it is feasible, can be done.
You're also noting possibly improvements because of this.
Right. We set out to demonstrate not only that it was possible, that we could do it and mitigate the problems that would be affected by the change, but we knew that we couldn't make problems worse, and so our goal was to make them better. And in fact, we have contemplated, our study does present the results and costs for upgrading the wastewater treatment plants, improving flood protection, and improving transportation.
So now that your study's all completed, you've shown it's feasible to sever this connection, what are your next steps?
Well, one of the next steps is that the Army Corps of Engineers has their own study underway. They're looking at a range of technologies, including physical separation. So we'll be working with the Corps of Engineers to make sure that they take into account our results, that they use our data and findings and engineering analysis. And hopefully this will help accelerate the work of the Corps, because the Corps has said that their study is not going to be completed until 2015. And that's an awful long time to wait when Asian carp are threatening to invade the Great Lakes.
It's my understanding they've found Asian carp already quite a ways up into the system.
Well, the Asian carp are moving up the Illinois system. They're more than 40 miles away from Lake Michigan now. There are intensive efforts underway to keep them at bay. There's an intensive commercial netting program that's underway, and we have an electric barrier that is kind of a last line of defense. There's also monitoring and detection and sampling that's going on to make sure that if they do slip through, that we're able to detect them right away and pounce on them.
So with all of your study efforts, potentially then it could shorten the time for a real solution, because you've done a lot of the groundwork.
Well, that's exactly right. We think we've done a lot of the heavy lifting. We've demonstrated that it can be done. We've done a detailed cost analysis, engineering, designs. It's definitely feasible. And, you know, we had an engineering firm that spent over $1 million of private money that we raised for this project. So there's a great deal of valuable technical information that they can take advantage of.
For all of our listeners, is there a internet site or one spot they can go to kind of keep updated on this?
Sure, people can go to our website, glc.org, and they'll find information on Asian carp and on our new study and the release and our upcoming meetings in Washington, D.C. We're taking a large delegation of over 100 people down to Washington to meet with members of Congress and talk to them about the importance of these issues next week.
And that's part of the Great Lakes Day events in Washington?
That's right. We'll be meeting with members of Congress from all 8 of the Great Lakes states and presenting them the results of this study, as well as explaining to them the importance of the investments that the federal government is making in the Great Lakes and how important it is to sustain those investments. The Obama administration has put forward a plan. It was 2 years ago, it was $475 million. The last 2 years, it's been about $300 million. And that's a great investment that we really need to clean up the Great Lakes, to restore habitat, to bring fish and wildlife back to our shores, and to really address the legacy of pollution that still remains in some sites around the Great Lakes, including the St. Louis River and Harbor and the Duluth area.
And this whole study sounds like Chicago is a key player.
Absolutely. And we will be having people from the Chicago region that are in Washington next week, and they'll be meeting with their delegation. Chicago is a key player. Fortunately, the city of Chicago, the mayor of Illinois, are very open to the results of this study. They've said they're anxious to review it and understand it, and very supportive of our work along the way. And they're enthusiastic about working with us to move forward.
We're speaking with Tim Eider. He's the executive director of the Great Lakes Commission, a public agency established by the Great Lakes Basin Compact in 1955, representing the 8 Great Lakes states and the Canadian provinces of Ontario and Quebec. The commission recently released a study looking at ways to prevent Asian carp from entering the Great Lakes through the Chicago area waterways. To learn more, go to glc.org, their website. Thank you so much for speaking with us today, Mr. Eider.
It was great to be here.
Good luck at the Great Lakes Day out in Washington, D.C. next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.